Grandfather Flynsey had died before I was born. Grandmother Flynsey was grandmother. Grandma McGrounds was grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandpa McGrounds was grandpa. But they both died when I was four, so grandmother is the only one that I really call anything.
I see.
For long.
Uh-huh. And someone speaks of their offspring, they say, our what are still in school.
Our children.
Yeah. And a name that is given to a child, kind of a name of endearment or something.
A nickname.
All right. And something a baby's put in and taken out in a...
Oh, a crib, a buggy, a bassinet.
Yeah. Oh, a buggy. Now, a buggy, you think of a buggy as a thing with the hood on it?
Yes.
Okay. And if you take a baby out, you say you're going to do what the baby you're going to?
Oh, I'm going to push him around the block.
All right. Would you ever use wheel, ride, roll, or...
Possibly ride, but I think if I were going to ride the baby, I'd put him in the car and take him for a ride.
Okay. And talking of different degrees of the state of being grown up, you know, talking about several boys, say some of their boys seem pretty grown up, but you say he is the most...
Mature.
Or using a form of grown up, though.
Oh, he's... The most grown or the biggest?
Yeah.
Or
no, we're talking about in terms
the most
of
grown up,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah. A boy would be a son, and his sister would be a
daughter.
And she's not a boy, but a
girl.
And a woman's going to have a baby, she's
pregnant.
And someone who assists in the birth of a child,
not a doctor,
you know,
is a midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has facial features very similar to his father's, you might say that boy
is the image of his father.
All right. And now what that would be in looks. What about in disposition or behavior?
You would say he's his father over and over, or he acts precisely like his father.
Okay. And if someone has, say, she had a hard life, she what, six children,
she raised.
All right. And if a child's bad, someone might say,
you're going to get a spanking.
All right. Now, something more severe than a spanking
would be a whipping.
Anything more severe than that?
You would be punished.
Okay. And a spanking is the least...
I think in common terminology, yes. To me, it was the most corporal.
Okay.
Could happen, but I think that's
only
an individual case.
Okay, and speaking of a small child, say, my, how you've...
Oh, how you've grown.
Yeah, a lot this year.
He really has grown this year, or grown up this year.
He just...
Shot up.
Yeah, or he just...
grew up.
Yeah. An illegitimate child.
He's an illegitimate child.
Yeah, any other...
Oh, a bastard,
yeah,
in Elizabethan.
Yeah, any other terms that you heard there?
There are terms, cute little terms like woods cold, but you never hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You read them.
Those are things you just...
Mostly you would say that he is the father of an illegitimate child,
okay,
or she has an illegitimate child.
I'm talking about degrees of lovingness, to say that... Nellie is a loving child, but Mary is even
more loving.
All right, and if your brother's son would be
my nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is
an orphan.
And a person who appointed by the court to take care of
is a guardian.
And speak of all the people related to you, you call these people your...
My relatives.
And say, he is no what to me?
No kin to me.
All right. And a person I've never seen before from another town, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
And under what circumstances would you use the term foreigner?